The BBC presents Peter Cook and Marjorie Westbury in Paul Temple and the Gilbert Case. Episode 5, That Good Old Intuition.
A shoe.
A shoe? Is it one of yours, Steve?
No.
Well, if it isn't one of yours, why should anyone... Temple, what is it?
Don't you recognize it, Steve?
Yes, I do. It's Lynn Ferguson's.
Are you sure?
Absolutely sure.
Temple, you don't think she's dead? And they've sent Steve the shoe as a warning?
I think the shoe was sent as a warning, yes, but let's hope nothing's happened to Lynn.
I sincerely hope not.
Sir Graham, when Paul asked you why Lynn went to La Martella, you said you wanted to keep your eye on Fabian. Why?
We suspected that Fabian was mixed up in a drug smuggling racket and that he was using the club as a cover-up. We decided to investigate and put Lynn on the job.
Did she discover anything?
No, she thought the club was a genuine profit-making concern and that Fabian was perfectly straight. Was that your impression?
Well, I've only been there once. I'll tell you more when I've had a talk with Fabian.
Are you seeing him?
Yes, this afternoon. He sent me this note just before we left the club. You'd better read it.
Thank you. I suggest you call tomorrow afternoon any time between 4 o'clock and 5. Don't bring your friend from Scotland Yard. Then he knew about Lynn.
Apparently.
Did you show her the note?
Yes.
Was she surprised?
I'm afraid so. Tell me, did anyone else know that she was investigating La Martella?
No, I've told you. Lynn was working independently. She was responsible only to me.
I see.
Temple, you said you wanted to go to La Martella because Galino said that's where you'd find Mr. Hamilton.
Yes, but that wasn't my only reason. Mrs. Talbot went there one night to see a woman called Betty Wayne.
Betty Wayne?
Yes, she works at Conway and Races. So did Brenda Sterling, so did June Michael. I find that rather a strange coincidence. Mrs. Talbot, as you know, was the principal witness in the Gilbert case.
Yes. That is a coincidence. Did you ask Fabian about Mrs. Talbot?
I did. He said she'd never been at La Martella.
And Miss Wayne?
He knew Miss Wayne, of course. She's a member.
Apparently she often goes there with Lance Reynolds.
The man who shared a flat with Howard Gilbert.
Yes. Another interesting coincidence.
You know, Temple, I'm worried about this Gilbert case. I saw the Home Secretary this morning.
Yes.
In view of what's happened, there's almost bound to be a stay of execution.
I sincerely hope so.
You don't think Gilbert did murder Brenda Sterling?
I'm quite sure he didn't.
I must confess I'm rather doubtful now. This Galino business has shaken me. According to Kingston, Galino said that he was with Mrs. Talbot the night she was supposed to have seen Gilbert.
Yes. How is Galino?
Still pretty bad, Steve.
Have you any objections to my seeing him?
No, of course not. Why do you ask?
I phoned the hospital this morning. They said he wasn't receiving visitors.
Oh, I expect that's a precautionary measure. It doesn't apply to you, Temple.
Oh, excuse me, sir. Mr. Sterling's called. He says he'd like to have a word with you.
Did you tell him I was in?
Oh, yes, I'm afraid I did, sir. Did I make a bloomer?
Show him into the study, Charlie.
Yes, sir.
What do you think Sterling wants?
Probably read about last night and wonders what you were doing in Darlington Street.
Yes.
I'm beginning to think he knows a great deal more about this business than we realize.
Then why did he call to see Paul in the first place? After all, it's entirely through Sterling that Paul intervened in the Gilbert case.
That's true. But if I had my way, I'd take him down to the yard.
Then why don't you?
Because Inspector Kingston's in charge of the case, Steve, and I make a point of never interfering.
Well, supposing you did question Sterling, what would you hope to find out?
I'd expect an explanation as to why he visited Miss Wayne, why he took June Michael to an inn called the Lord Fairfax, and why that woman went to see him last night.
All right, I'm Sterling. Question one. I visited Miss Wayne because my daughter used to work for her, and I thought perhaps she might have some useful information about Brenda. Question two. I didn't take June Michael to an inn called the Lord Fairfax. She took me, and in any case, I didn't know it was called the Lord Fairfax. Question three. What woman are you talking about? I didn't see anyone last night. Mr. and Mrs. Temple must have been mistaken. So, where do we go from there, Sir Graham?
You still haven't answered Steve's question.
What question?
Why did Sterling come to see you in the first place?
Because he didn't think Howard Gilbert committed the murder.
If you had a daughter and she was murdered, Would you try and get the convicted man acquitted?
Well, it depends on whether I thought he was guilty or not.
Yes,
but... Don't forget, Sir Graham, Sterling came to me after the trial, after he'd given evidence against Gilbert, after Gilbert had been convicted, and after the appeal had been turned down.
Yes, but he told you about the entry in his daughter's diary, reference to Lord Fairfax.
But there was nothing new about that information. It had already been given to Scotland Yard.
Yes, I suppose so.
Sir Graham, I've got a photograph here. I found it in June Michael's flat the afternoon she committed suicide. I'd like you to have a look at it.
Let me see. Hello.
Is it a man called Larry Boardman?
Well, if it isn't, it's certainly very much like him.
Boardman's dead, isn't he?
Yes, he died some little time ago.
Larry Boardman? The name's familiar.
He was a jewel thief, confidence man, trickster. Quite a charmer in his way. The crook with a heart of gold. Chiefly other people. Still, was he a friend of June Michael's?
Well, I found the photograph in her bedroom.
I'm pretty sure it's Boardman. Still, I'll check on it. Well, I'd better be making a move. I'll let you know if there's any news about Lynn Ferguson.
Would you like to have a word with Sterling before you go, Sir Graham?
No. You see what it's all about, Temple. If it's important, give me a ring.
Sorry to kept you waiting, Sterling.
Oh, that's all right. I'm sorry for intruding like this, but tell me, what happened last night?
Haven't you read the newspapers?
Yes, but they've got the most extraordinary story. They say you parked your car in Darlington Street and that someone fired shots at it.
That's right.
But why on earth should anyone want to do that?
Well, presumably because they thought I was sitting in it.
You mean somebody deliberately tried to kill you?
I believe that was the idea.
But it's fantastic. People just don't do that sort of thing.
On the contrary, so far as I'm concerned, they seem to make quite a habit of it.
Have you any idea who it was?
No, unfortunately, I didn't see who did it.
I see.
You live in Darlington Street, don't you, Sterling?
I do indeed. That's why I was so curious about what happened.
Why should you be curious?
Well, I wondered if, by any chance, you thought that I had anything to do with it.
Now, why should I think that?
Because I live in Darlington Street.
A great many people live in Darlington Street.
Yes, I know, but they haven't all been questioned by the police.
When were you questioned?
This morning.
By Inspector Kingston?
No, one of the local people called round. He wanted to know if I'd heard the shots.
Did you?
No, I was fast asleep.
Hmm. Did you have any visitors last night?
Last night? No, I listened to the radio until about 10 o'clock. Then I had a bath and went to bed. Why?
I'm glad you called round this morning because there's something I wanted to ask you. Did you ever hear your daughter mention the name Hamilton?
No.
She wasn't friendly with a man called Hamilton, by any chance?
Not to my knowledge. I don't think she was friendly with anyone except Howard Gilbert. Oh, and Miss Wayne, of course.
Oh, she was a friend of Miss Wayne's?
Yes, they were very good friends. I thought I told you that.
I don't remember. Are you a friend of Miss Wayne's?
Me? I don't think I've spoken more than half a dozen words to her.
I see. You haven't a car by any chance, have you?
Yes, as a matter of fact, it's outside.
I wonder if you could drop me somewhere. I have an appointment at 4 o'clock in South Audley Street.
Yes, of course.
Oh, splendid. Excuse me. Steve?
Yes?
Just a moment. You're sure I'm not taking you out of your way?
No, that's quite all right. I'm going to Oxford Street.
Oh, good.
What is it, Paul?
Steve, Mr. Sterling's very kindly offered... Oh, I don't think you've met my wife.
No, I haven't had that pleasure. How do you do, Mrs. Temple?
How do you do?
Mr. Sterling's giving me a lift as far as South Audley Street. I'll meet you later where we arranged.
Yes, all right.
I may be a little late, Steve. I'm going to try and get hold of a car.
Oh, good. Well, I'll wait. I'll be at the front entrance.
All right.
Goodbye, Mrs. Temple. I'm very glad to have met you.
Goodbye, Mr. Sterling.
Ah, Mr. Temple. Come in.
Thank you. I'm afraid I'm rather late.
Oh, not at all. I said between 4 and 5. Let me take your hat.
Thank you.
Go straight through, won't you?
Thank you. By Timothy, you've got quite a place here.
Yes, it was specially designed for me by the same man who did La Martella.
Yes, I can see that.
Now, what would you like to drink?
Nothing, thank you very much.
No?
No.
Do you mind if I have one?
No, of course not.
You know why I wanted to see you, didn't you?
I haven't the slightest idea.
Oh, come, my dear fellow. I should have thought it was obvious.
Well, it probably is to you.
You got my note?
Of course. That's why I'm here.
Of course. Well, santé.
Santé.
I've made a reference in my note to your friend from Scotland Yard. I meant Miss Ferguson.
I rather gathered that.
Well, that's what I want to talk to you about. Miss Ferguson.
What about her?
Look, Mr. Temple, let's put our cards on the table. Why did you come to my club last night? Why have Scotland Yard suddenly decided to keep an eye on the place?
You know, Fabian, I'm always a little wary when someone says, let's put our cards on the table.
Oh, but why?
It usually means that they want me to put my cards on the table.
Well, if we're not going to trust each other, there seems to be very little point in continuing the conversation.
All right. I went to your club because I wanted to meet a man called Hamilton. I was told that I should find him at La Martella.
Did you?
No.
That doesn't surprise me because I've never even heard of him. Why did you want to meet this man, Hamilton?
Because I believe he's mixed up in the Gilbert case, and as you probably know, I'm investigating the case.
And that was your only reason in coming to La Martella?
No, not my only reason. I was told that several weeks ago a woman called Mrs. Talbot was at your club with Betty Wayne.
Who told you that?
The same man who told me about Hamilton.
Well, I don't know who your friend is, but he doesn't seem to be very well informed.
No?
No. Believe me. I know everything that goes on at La Martella, and I know nothing about a Mr. Hamilton, and I certainly didn't permit Miss Wayne to introduce a woman like Mrs. Talbot. I simply won't have that type of person in the club.
Then you knew Mrs. Talbot?
No, but I read about her when the case was on. She sounded rather unsavory.
I'm not suggesting that she was one of your members. I'm simply suggesting that she met Miss Wayne there.
Not to my knowledge.
Oh, I see. Fabian, have you heard of a man called Peter Galino?
No.
Oh. Well, he was the person who first told me about La Martella and about the meeting between Mrs. Talbot and Miss Wayne.
Well, you can tell Mr. Galino from me that if he starts any more malicious rumors, I shall consult my lawyer.
I doubt whether Galino would be very impressed. You see, he's in hospital. He was beaten up shortly after he gave me the information about Mrs. Talbot.
Are you inferring that he was beaten up because he told you about my club and the supposed meeting between Betty Wayne and Mrs. Talbot?
I'm not inferring anything. I'm simply giving you the facts. And the facts, so far as you're concerned, are not very pleasant.
What do you mean?
Well, Galino tells me about La Martella. Shortly afterwards, he's attacked and very nearly murdered. Miss Ferguson, a special investigator from Scotland Yard, is told to watch the club. She follows out her instructions and then suddenly disappears.
You mean Miss Ferguson's disappeared?
That's exactly what I mean.
But when did this happen?
Last night.
Mr. Temple, you don't think I had anything to do with Miss Ferguson's disappearance? Surely you don't
you
think...
You knew that she was from Scotland Yard.
Well, I'd heard a rumor. I wasn't sure.
You
of
seemed
course.
Very sure last night when you sent me that note. Incidentally, how did you know she was from Scotland Yard? Who told you?
No one told me. I became suspicious, so I asked Inspector Kingston about her. He was noncommittal, of course, but, well, I felt sure I was right.
When did you see Inspector Kingston?
Oh, he came to the club 2-3 weeks ago. One of our members lost a diamond ring, and the insurance people reported it to Scotland Yard. Oh, it was just a routine inquiry.
But you took the opportunity of asking him about Miss Ferguson?
Yes.
Because you'd heard rumors.
Well, what do you mean?
You'd heard a rumor about Miss Ferguson, so you asked Inspector Kingston about her.
No, I hadn't heard a rumor. It was just a feeling I had.
But a moment ago you said, well, I'd heard a rumor.
I didn't mean that.
Oh. In other words, you just had a hunch about Miss Ferguson, and it turned out to be right.
Yes, that's about it.
Hmm. And is that what you're going to tell the police if they ask you?
I shan't tell the police anything. And if they're friends of yours, Temple, I'd be grateful if you'd tell them to keep away from La Martella. I'm running a perfectly respectable nightclub, and I won't have any interference.
I'll deliver your message.
Now, if you'll excuse me, I have another appointment.
Yes. There's no need to show me out. I can find my own way. Oh, my wife got the shoe all right, thank you.
The shoe?
Yes.
What do you mean?
Miss Ferguson must have lost one of her shoes last night. I assumed that she lost it at the club, and not knowing her address, you sent it to my wife.
No, I never heard anything about it. But one can't lose a shoe.
Apparently Miss Ferguson did. Well, goodbye.
Just a moment.
Yes?
You didn't believe what I said about Miss Ferguson, did you? You think someone told me about her?
I'd say that was the most likely explanation.
Well, you're wrong. I simply had a hunch. People do get hunches, you know.
Yes, my wife gets them. I even get them myself on occasions. As a matter of fact, I've got one now about Miss Ferguson. I've got a hunch that we're going to find her in very much the same condition as Peter Galino. I hope for her sake, and for yours too, that I'm wrong.
Whatever happens to Miss Ferguson is no concern of mine. I'm not interested in the young lady.
That's not what I'm getting at, Fabian. She was interested in you. Steve!
Oh, hello, darling. I didn't recognize you. I say, this is a jolly nice car. Where did you get it from?
I've hired it.
Very, very nice.
Yes, and very, very expensive. Mind the door.
Oh, pardon me.
Well, did you do what I suggested?
Yes. I took the dress back and I asked to see Miss Wayne.
Did you see her?
Yes, but it wasn't any use. She just wouldn't talk about anything except the alteration. I mentioned Reynolds, I mentioned Sterling, I mentioned Fabian, and I might just as well have talked about the weather. How did you get on with Fabian?
Oh, not too badly. He's a pretty smooth customer.
Oh, of course he is, or he wouldn't be running La Martella.
Did you tell Miss Wayne I tried to get her on the telephone?
Yes.
Well, what did she say?
Nothing. She just went on talking about the dress. Shouldn't you have turned left?
No, I'm going to St. Agnes Hospital. I'm seeing Galina at 5:30.
Oh.
I'm afraid you'll have to wait in the car, darling.
Oh, I shall be all right. You know, Betty Wayne is definitely worried, Paul.
You think so?
As soon as I mentioned Reynolds, she coloured up and turned her back on me. Mm-hmm. There's something funny going on there, you know.
Yes.
Do you think Reynolds is the man Galina meant? Hamilton? After all, don't forget Reynolds was at La Martella.
Yes, but it was Reynolds who first mentioned Hamilton, remember? On the telephone at Mrs. Talbot's.
Yes. Yes, you know, I'm beginning to get a sort of intuition about this case.
That good old intuition, eh?
No, you can laugh, but I've been right before.
No, I'm not really laughing. I have a great respect for that good old intuition of yours. Well, who do you put your money on this time? Wilfred Sterling? Lance Reynolds? Mm-hmm. Betty Wayne? Or Louis Fabian?
You've left one out, darling.
Who? Oh, Howard Gilbert. Timothy, yes. It would be a terrible letdown if he was guilty after all, wouldn't it? Good evening, Galina.
Oh, it's you, Mr. Temple. I thought it was the inspector. He said he'd call back sometime this afternoon.
Are you feeling any better?
Yes. My head is bad, though. It's difficult to talk sometimes.
Does that mean you don't like answering questions?
I've done nothing else but answer questions since I've been here.
Does that surprise you? You're a pretty important man, you know.
What do you mean?
I don't remember what you said.
What?
That Mrs. Talbot was with you the night that Howard...
Yes, yes, I know. I don't know what made me say that. I must have been crazy.
Are you going back on that statement?
It isn't a question of going back on what I said. It's just that I made a mistake. It wasn't that night she came to my flat.
So she might have bumped into Gilbert after all, is that it?
She identified him. Isn't that enough for you?
Have you seen anyone else, Galina, while you've been in here? Besides Inspector Kingston, I mean.
No.
You'd better tell me the truth. I can always check on it.
I've told you the truth.
What happened the other night, Galino? Who attacked you?
I don't remember.
You don't remember?
No, I don't remember. I don't remember what I did or where I went or what I said.
Well, let me refresh your memory. You told me to go to a club called La Martella. You said that if I went there, I'd meet a man called Hamilton.
I don't know anybody called Hamilton.
But you said quite...
Mr. Temple, forgive me, but my head is very bad. I just don't want to talk.
You've changed your mind, haven't you? All right, Galeno, I can't make you talk if you don't want to. But before I go, there's something I want to ask you.
No.
No, it's all right. It's all right. You needn't get excited. I just want you to tell me something. The other night, you said the first time you met Mrs. Talbot was in a reference library in Tottenham Court Road.
Well?
What day was that, Galeno? Do you remember?
Yes, I told you. It was a Monday, December 9th.
You sure?
Yes, of course I'm sure. No, I've told you. I'm not going to answer any more questions.
Just one. It's not important, but it's something I'd like to know. Was it raining when you went into the library?
What are you getting at?
That's a perfectly simple question. Was it raining?
No, it wasn't. It was a very nice day. A very nice day.
Thank you, Galeno. You've been most helpful.
Yes, I quite agree, Mrs. Temple. On the other hand, if Howard Gilbert didn't commit the murder, then who did? We know for a fact that Brenda Sterling... here's your husband. Hello, Temple.
Hello, Inspector.
I was just going into the hospital when I spotted your wife sitting in the car.
Did you see Galeno?
Yes, I've just left him.
How is he?
He's not exactly communicative, and his memory doesn't seem to be quite as good as it was, either.
No. I saw him this morning, and there seemed to me to be a distinct change. He was surly, almost insolent, completely contradicted his original statement.
Yes, I know.
Do you think... No, I suppose that's impossible.
What were you going to say, Mrs. Temple?
Well, do you think somebody's seen him, and perhaps...
Oh, you mean, has he been got at?
Yes.
I wondered that, but I gave instructions not to allow visitors under any circumstances.
He hasn't seen anybody, and he hasn't received any letters.
Well, perhaps he's scared. Perhaps the beating up did the trick after all.
That's possible.
Well, we'll have another talk to him anyway. Goodbye, Mrs. Temple.
Oh, is there any news of Miss Ferguson?
No, there isn't. By the way, Temple, did you know that she was attached to Scotland Yard, that she was watching La Martella?
Yes.
Well, it was news to me. It's a pity Sir Graham didn't mention her before. It always helps to be kept in the picture.
She wasn't investigating the Gilbert case.
Well, that makes a nice change. So many people seem to be investigating the Gilbert case.
Inspector, you said just now that you didn't know that Miss Ferguson was attached to the Yard.
Yeah.
But didn't Louis Fabian mention her to you?
Fabian? The fellow who runs La Martella?
Yes.
No, why? Did he know about Miss Ferguson?
Yes. Fabian said he asked you whether Miss Ferguson was attached to Scotland Yard or not.
Mm. And what did I say?
Apparently you were non-committal.
I bet I was. It's a pity Fabian wasn't. Well, if you're ever hard up for a plot, I suggest you have a chat to Fabian. He's certainly got the imagination. Goodbye, Mrs. Temple.
Goodbye, Inspector.
Bye, Temple.
Goodbye, Kingston.
Paul, I don't like that man.
So you said before, Steve.
Well, are we going straight home?
No, I want to call a library on the Tottenham Court Road. I'm not sure of the number. You'll have to drive all the way down.
Good evening.
Oh, good evening. A friend of mine called here about 6 months ago and borrowed a book from your library.
From the reference library?
Yes, I believe so. I was wondering if you could tell me the name of the book.
Well, that's a little difficult, Mr...
Temple, Paul Temple.
Oh, well, have you the exact date, Mr. Temple?
Yes, it was a Monday, December the 9th.
I see. What is the name of your friend?
Talbot, Mrs. Mary Talbot.
All right, Mr. Temple, I'll see if I can find it. Just take a seat. I shan't be long.
Thank you.
Why on earth do you want to know the name of the book?
I'm rather curious, that's all.
Yes, but why? I can't see that it matters what book Mrs. Talbot was reading. I expect it was a filthy day anyway. She'd simply popped in here to get out of the rain.
It was a very nice day.
Oh, you're not going to tell me that you remember what sort of a day
it was. No, I asked Galeno. The weather was perfect. Therefore, Mrs. Talbot must have come in here for a definite reason. Why do you usually go into a reference library?
Well, because you want to look at a newspaper or consult a book.
Galeno didn't. He was just bored. He had no money and didn't know what to do with himself. Mrs. Talbot had a flat, and I imagine a certain amount of money.
Yes, but surely she wasn't the type to use a reference library.
That makes her visit all the more curious.
You've been lucky, Mr. Temple. I found the slip.
Oh.
Monday, December the 9th. Mrs. Mary Talbot, Soho Square, London, West 1.
That's it?
Well, apparently she asked for two books.
Mm-hmm.
The Theory of the Photographic Process and a reference book called Encyclopedia of the Social Sciences.
Mm. Well, thank you, Miss...
White.
Thank you, Miss White. You've been most helpful.
Not at all.
Satisfied, dear?
Yes, quite satisfied, thank you, dear.
Hello, Charlie. I thought you were going out this afternoon.
Oh, yes, I did intend to, Mrs. Temple, but thank goodness you've come back.
Wait, is anything wrong?
What is it, Charlie?
There's a young lady to see you, sir, and I think she's very ill.
What?
Where is she now?
Well, she's in the sitting room on the settee. I didn't know what to do with her, Mr. Temple.
I thought she was...
Oh, Paul, it's Lynn Ferguson.
Lynn?
Who's there?
It's Paul Temple. Lynn, are you all right? Where have you been?
They dropped me outside your house. I was told... Now, Lynn, take it quietly, dear. What happened after we left you?
I walked part of the way towards my flat. And then...
Paul, is she going to be all right?
Ring for Dr. Lester. You'll find the number on my desk.
No, wait. I'll be all right.
What happened, Lynn?
They gave me something. An injection. I don't know what it was.
Who's they?
Hamilton.
Hamilton? Have you seen him?
Yes. I've seen him.
That was the fifth episode of the Francis Durbridge serial Paul Temple and the Gilbert Case, with Peter Cook as Paul Temple and Marjorie Westbury as Steve. Production for the BBC by Martin C. Webster. Thank you.